Oh, there you go. Chair Paymer, he wants me to be assertive. Thank you for your willingness to be on the conference committee today for House File 1851. Just to give people who are not familiar with the bill a little bit of background, I've been working on this bill for 4 years now with MnCASA. It's been rewritten 3 times. We take every concern with the bill very seriously and try to address potential problems, you know, unintended consequences that we want to really have a clean bill that makes sense, is going to help the public in the long run. So I do believe we've got good compromise language. And should we do introductions of the people on the conference committee in case we don't know each other?
And for the tape.
Okay. I am chairing this conference committee. I'm representing Andrea Kiefer from District 53B, which is in Woodbury.
I'm Senator Matt Schmidt from Red Wing. I'm carrying the Senate file and happy to be here. I should confess this is only my second conference committee, so good to be here.
Ken Backus with Senate Council.
I'm Senator Schmitz-Ali. I'm Mary Jewell.
Senator Karen Housley from Stillwater Forest Lake area.
Susan Kent from District 53 with Representative Andrea Kiefer.
Right. Rebecca Perius, House Research.
Paul Rosenthal. I represent Southern Edina, Western Bloomington, a little bit of Eden Prairie, Minnetonka, in the State House.
Great. I'm Representative Michael Pema. I represent some of the Western communities of St. Paul, and this is my last conference.
You hope.
Hopefully.
There's still time.
And I'm Laura Taken-Holtze, Committee Administrator for the House.
Yes. Well, thank you again, everyone, for taking time out of the busy schedules to confer with us. I believe that we've reached an agreement, and so I would like to defer to Rebecca Pierce to explain what our amendments will be, and then we will hopefully adopt them.
Sure. Madam Chair, members of the conference committee, I'm going to work off of 2 documents. You should have the revisor side by side. It's entitled Enhanced Penalties, Criminal Sexual Conduct Offenders, as well as there's an amendment that was just passed around. It's the H1851A3. So if everyone has those, I'll get started. The first part of the compromise would be to take Section 1 of the Senate language. This would authorize a court to stay a sentence for up to 6 years instead of 2 for a gross misdemeanor CrimSex 5 offense, which is similar to the House language, except the Senate language would allow the last year to be unsupervised probation. The next part, we'll actually be looking at the amendment, the A3 amendment. This will replace the rest of the bill. Section 2, if you look down at the bottom, we'll be discussing the felony penalty on line 1.22 of the amendment. This will increase the felony penalty from 5 to 7 years, and the fine will be increased from $10,000 to $14,000. On line 1.25, you'll see that there is a look-back period of 7 years. And then if you'll look at page 2 of the amendment, this is kind of the crux of the bill. Clause 1, the felony penalty will now apply if you violate CrimSex 5 and you have a previous conviction for a lewd exhibition in front of a minor, CrimSex 1 through 5, predatory conduct, solicitation of a child, a gross misdemeanor, indecent exposure with a prior offense, felony indecent exposure, child pornography, or a similar offense from another state. Clause 2 will provide the felony penalty for a third violation of non-consensual sexual contact. And paragraph B was that list of previous or prior offenses that I just listed off for Clause 1. And then I think the last thing I forgot to mention is they both delete juvenile adjudications as a qualifying prior offense. And then lastly, lines 2.12 to 2.15 are deleting Section 3 and 4 in the Senate file, which is the terroristic threats. And that, Madam Chair, concludes the compromise.
Thank you. Okay.
I would like to entertain a motion to accept the Senate language for Section 1. All those in...
Oh. Madam Chair, before we do that, I'm just wondering if we couldn't have... If Min Casa could just speak to the amendment. I just want to make sure before we vote.
I agree with you, Chair Paymar. Would Min Casa be willing to come up and just explain a little bit more for us who... some of us who haven't followed this bill for 4 years.
And Madam Chair, the specific question I have is the look-back period, and I want to know from them if they feel that that's sufficient time, since there was some, part of the motivation was to give have a sufficient amount of time to look back at those offenders who repeat offenders to determine whether the behavior had changed. So I just want to know if this is doing it, I guess.
Welcome to the table. Please state your name for the record.
Madam Chair, my name is Bob Tracy, and I'm a lobbyist consultant with Minnesota Coalition Against Sexual Assault. Also with me is Donna Dunn, Executive Director, and neither of us being attorneys, if we get into any trouble here, we also have a member of our Public Policy Committee and Assistant Ramsey County Attorney Karen Long here to address any questions. Specifically to Representative Paymar's question about the seven-year look-back period. The bill is introduced this year, proposed a 10-year look-back period. This was to support the interest of saying that we really want to focus in on individuals who are going through a period where we're seeing a repeated pattern of behavior. The bill, when initially introduced to this body, I think it was before our birth, had a lifetime look back. And within the context of that lifetime look back, we had conversations last year about saying, well, maybe the third conviction for crim sex conduct contact would make some sense. This year, we've narrowed the look-back period to initially proposed at 10 years. The Senate suggested 5 years made sense, and I think that it would be fair to represent the Senate committee's position that they felt pretty strongly about that. And the House bill said 15 years. So the 7 years seems to be a reasonable place to land. It's midway between what the two bodies adopted. And it's also very close to what was initially proposed. So that seven-year period probably allows us to zero in on individuals who are demonstrating a pattern of behavior and in a particular moment in their life. So I think that it works for now. We have expressed some concerns regarding the CrimSex 5 contact, whether or not three convictions in a period of 7 years is likely. In consulting with some of the members of our network of prosecutors who we work with, their sense is it's possible, probably unlikely, but what we do have in place here is the tool to certainly in prosecuting and trying to encourage a change in behavior, there's a tool in place that says if this keeps happening, this is going to escalate to a felony. So I think that the compromise works, and we're ready to move forward with that to put it into practice to make sure that it's not just our guessing and projecting that it would work, but to actually see if it will work. Does that answer your question, Representative?
Madam Chair.
Yes, Rep. Paymer.
Mr. Tracy, so this is an agreement, apparently. Is this? I don't know if we want to have any more discussion on it because we could still amend the bill. But if everyone is in agreement, I don't want to blow up the
Senator Kent.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Representative Hamer, I would just, as the one who presented the bill in the Senate Judiciary Committee, they were quite strong. I would just support what Mr. Tracy has said about the 5 years. So to go to seven is definitely a compromise for the Senate Judiciary Committee.
Okay. Very good. Thank you.
I also think that Mr. Tracy hit it on the head. The whole purpose is to have that tool and say, quit this behavior. So hopefully this will work, and we won't have to even worry about penalizing these people because the treatment and the behavior will stop. That's the intent of the bill. So hope that clarifies it. Are there any questions about that piece?
I'm sure if I could just add, I feel like Johnny come lately to this discussion, given how much activity has happened over the past several years. I'd just like to compliment the advocates and Mr. Tracy for your great work on this issue and reiterate what Senator Kent had said. We do believe this is a true compromise, and I know that there was a robust discussion in Senate Judiciary on these pieces that are moving a little bit today. But we do feel, given the bill that was introduced, the House position, and the discussion in the Senate Judiciary Committee, this is a reasonable compromise. Had an extensive conversation yesterday about this issue, and I think this is a good place to land with this bill at this time. Mr. Tracy, there is a provision that was added in an amendment on the Senate floor regarding the change in language from terroristic threats to extreme fear, and I'm just kind of curious if you might be able to summarize a little bit some of the feeling on that issue among the advocate community. I know this is a bill that had been introduced in both bodies, and it kind of came to us late. We're proposing to take that out of this bill through this compromise. If you're able to just briefly summarize some of the concerns and from your point of view, what needs to be addressed in the future regarding that provision.
Mr. Tracy.
Madam Chair and Senator, actually it's not a position that MnCASA has a position on, so I think I would feel uncomfortable representing what other advocates in the community might think about that position. I've obviously tried to collect information from folks to understand the background on the bill and who's supporting it, who has questions about it, but MnCASA does not have a position on that provision.
Sure.
Senator Schmidt? Maybe Representative Rosenthal could speak to this.
I understand it's your bill in the first place. Sure.
Madam Chair. Senator Schmidt, this was my bill. There had been blowback from a lot of groups aligned with MnCASA on this bill in the current language. And the Senate has actually returned to the author. It was laid over in the House, and there was no way that we were going to pass this as it's currently formed.
Sure.
Madam Chair.
Rep. Hamer, yes.
And could I just add to that, I met with members of the defense bar earlier in the year with Senator Latz about it, and I do think that there is a legitimate issue here, but this has really not been vetted, and the Battered Women's, Minnesota's Coalition for Battered Women, when they pulled their membership, they're split on it. Mm-hmm. So I think we need to talk more about, have more discussion about, is that the correct language, because I think that's the stumbling block right now. So sure. I would imagine this will be taken up next session.
Madam Chair, Representative Hamer is exactly right. Senator Schmidt, I think this is something that we all want to see move forward, and we're just trying to get there, and we're just not quite there yet.
Very well.
That satisfying?
Yeah, it does. I've heard these concerns come back to me indirectly, and I just wanted to have a little discussion on this, seeing that it was passed off the Senate floor and it would be coming off through this amendment. Hopefully next year we can have a little bit more thorough debate in committees in both bodies on that topic. So,
thank you. At this point, are there any other questions to this section that we're talking about? So I had made a motion, and I was wondering, Senator Schmidt, would you?
I would second that motion.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Motion's adopted.
Madam Chair.
Now, I believe we need to adopt an amendment as well. It's the A3 amendment. Is there any more discussion on the A3 amendment? I think Rebecca Pierce explained it a little bit. And we just talked a little bit about the Section 3 that we're going to take out of the Senate version and accept the House version. Should we just accept that then? Okay. Anyone want to make a motion to adopt this? Okay, Senator Housley. Everyone in agreement that we will adopt this amendment?
Aye.
Aye. Nays? Okay, the motion's adopted. The bill's in a form we agree to. Is there any other questions, comments? Okay.
Madam Chair.
Yes.
I just want to thank you and Representative Paymar for your service and for your advocacy on these issues, and you'll be missed.
Thank you very much. And it's been a pleasure to work in public safety under Chair Paymar this year.
Madam Chair.
Yes.
And I would just like to second that. I haven't had the chance. This is the first time we've had the chance to work directly other than in our local district issues, and I would just want to say the same thing. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much. Appreciate that. Thank you. It's been an honor to serve, and I hope that we'll get a lot of support on off of our floors for this bill. At that, the meeting's adjourned.
It is.
Thank you.
Good job. All right.
Here we have it.